And the middle house, that's the house that both chatserim are putting the Erev into. And the halacha is when you collect the Erev together from all the people and you put it into one house, in that one house that you put Erev, they don't have to add to the Erev. Because the pshat is like everybody's living in the house. So if they're there, you don't have to have a pass for them. So here it looks like both chatserim are going to live now in the middle house. So the middle house does not have to put an Erev, doesn't have to be mishat to put a pass, because the Erev is in the house. The right house and the left house does not need an Erev, because they're like a beishar, they're a way to go through. This is the way that everybody makes an Erev together here, that the two outside chotzers put their pass into the middle house, and now everybody is like one and a lot of carry straight through. The houses also don't need their own Erev, because the two outer houses have a shein beishar. They're only like a foyer. They're like a hallway to get into it. This is an akimta that you have three houses in the middle between two chatzers, and neither of the three houses have to put bread into the Ruvi Chatzeris. The right chatzer puts their pas that they collected from everybody into the middle house. So the middle house does not need its own Erev, because that's the makom where they're leaving the Erev. The right house doesn't need anything because it's a beishar. It's only a hallway to get into the middle house. And the same way on the left side. So that's the halacha. That left side chatzer puts their pas into the middle house. And that's all. The middle house does not need its own pas. And the chatzer's ladder carries through the outer house into the middle house. Because the outer house is only a beishar. And the middle house, that's where the beis dir is. That's where the erev is. So the kids, the chatzer can carry into the middle house. And the left one into the middle house. From one chatzer to the other chatzer, that they can't carry. Because they didn't make an erev altogether. There's the right side put the erev in the middle, and the left side put the erev in the middle. So that's the halacha. Rashi, Tav Rashi, Zat, Zeh Nasa Beis Shalazir, Kol Abayis Nasa Beis Shalachotzer, Shur Pesuach Loi. Hey, the two outer houses become a Beishar, and therefore they don't need an erev at all, just the middle house needs one, and since they're putting the erev in the middle house, everything is okay. So the Gemara, Bodak Luhu Rachbo L'Rabbonin. Rachba wanted to ask a shadow like Sidus Rabbon around the toes. Did they know the halachas or not? Trashi Bodik, Menasi tested them. In Chochmol Hoshiv, if they'll be smart enough to answer him back. So Rachba Stam tested the Rabbonin. He asked them a shadow like this. Beis Chatzerus. You have to have two chatzers, two different courtyards. Ubeis Batim Beneim. And there are only two houses in between them. Yeah, chatzer, a courtyard, has all the houses opening up into it. And now at this picture, in between one chatzer and another chatzer, there are just two houses in between them. Now, the people living on the right chatzer, they pass through the right house, as if to make it into a base shire, make it just the hallway, and they put the Erev in the left house. That's where they put the Erev. They want to make the Ikka base dira, the left house. Now the same way the other chutz does just the opposite. The zebo derech zeh. Now the people living on the left chutzur, they walk right through the first house. The nos neruve is there, and they put the eruv into the right house. The left people are making the right house the beis dira, and the left house they're making for the passway the beis shar. And the people living on the right chutzur are doing just the opposite. They're walking through the right house in order to get into the left house. So they're making the right house the beis shar. And the left house, they're making into a beis dira. Is what's the halacha? Kona erev arloi. Can we say that the right chotzer is kind of the erev because they put it into the left house? And they'll get it to the right chotzer, the left house is the beis dira. And I, the right house, that's called the beis shar. And they'll get it to the left chotzer, we say just the opposite. The people living on the left chotzer, they're making the first house a hallway to walk through it. Where are they making their beis dira? On the right side, the right house. So what's the theory? Which house is the beis dira and which house is the beis shar? Is the pathway to go through? Each chotzer is making the other house the beis dira. So chur amonashoch, could they both be chal or not? If you tell me they're both to be chal, be a theory. You can't say the right erev is chal because the right people made the left house the beis dira. Now if the left house is the beis dira, the left chotzer can't be chal the erev. Because where do they put the erev? They put the erev in the right house. The right house is only a beis shar. If you want to count the right house for the beis dira, so then the right chatzis should not be chal. Because the halacha is you have to put the erev chatzeris in the beis dira. It has to be in one of the houses that you could live there. So here it's a modern case. Each chatzis made the other house for a beis dira. So Rashi Mahon.
Radai, itavayu beisham mishavinon, ein echod mem erev. If both houses are going to be a beishar, then you can't have an erev here. Da anoisan es eruv bebeishar tananakamon, the ain't no erev. When you collect an eruv bechatzeris, if you put it into a beishar, nothing is chal. You have to put it into a beis dirah. Vitavayu bayis gomer. If they're both called a real bayis to live in, ein echod mem erev. Also, the eruv won't be chal. Shirei bayis there, mafsik bein chotzer eruvin. Because each chotzer put the eruv in the opposite house. The people living on the right chotzer didn't put the eruv in the house right next to them. No, they skipped that house. They put it into the next house. So if you're going to tell me the middle house now is a beis dirah, the chotzer didn't make an eruv with that house. So they can't walk through that house. They can't carry through the house. So how do you look at this case?
Yeah. So he said here, Me zot gemara mi mishavil hu legabe dahai bayis or legabe dahai beishar. Could we say that even though there's theories, each chotzer will take separately, and for the right chotzer we're going to say the first house is the beishar, is a hallway. The second house is the real beis dirah. We can say that way. Or legabe dahai, and when we look at the left chotzer, we'll say just the opposite. Or legabe dahai beishar or legabe dahai bayis. Couldn't we say these two theories or not? Omru leis, Rabbanan answered back, Shnehem loikonu erev. Rabbanan answered back, no. Both of these chotzes are not kind of the erev. You can't do such a thing like this. It's a stira, and both can't be chal. Monoshach, it's a monoshach. E beisham mishav yislei, if you're going to tell whichever house, one of the two houses, you have to make for a beishar. So whichever house you make for the beishar, for the hallway, is hanoysen es eruve bebeishar, ach sadru mafeses, is enu erev. If somebody collects the Erev Chatzeris and puts it into a hallway or into a chsadra, that's like a, it's like an open porch, or marfeset, an open balcony, is ain't Erev. So manashach. So since one of these two houses, one of them made for Beishar, so one Erev can't be chal. Elamai bayis mishavisle. If you want to count both houses for a beis dirah that are living there, kometalto labayis loy maravle. Or bezoyi carrying the right chotzer, put the Erev in the left house. So they have to carry over middle house. That middle house is not in the Erev. So they can't carry through that middle house. It'll be also. So that's what the Rabbanan answered back. The Vada is to see with these two things. Again, we have these two chotzes on the opposite side, and in the middle you have two houses. So if each chotzer put the Erev not in the house next to them, but they skipped over the house and put it on the opposite house, then no Erev could be chal. Because it's a stira ladodi. If you're making one house a beishar, how could the other chotzer put the Erev there? And if the other chotzer is making your house the beishar, how could you put your erev there? So the kids are neither of the two erevs achal. Kriyati Gemara, umayshana, why is this different? Me the Rava. Why is this different than Rava? The Yama Rava, Rava said aloha like this. Omru loy shnayin. If two different people, Reuven and Shimon, made somebody a shliach to make an erev for them. His Reuven and Shimon picked Yehuda, told Yehuda, do us a favor, go out in the field, and make two separate erevs. An error for me and an error for you. This was an error of Tchumim, I think. Yeah. The Amr Loishnayim, Tzeiv Arav Olenu, is Li'echad Iruv Olav Mebaidjoin. For when Yehuda the Shtich went out for Reuven, he put down the Erev Taka Friday. It was Mamish Mebaidjoin. Uli'echad Iruv Olav Ben Ashmoshes. And the second Erev he first put down Ben Ashmoshes. It was ready after Shia. It was Ben Ashmoshes. Now, what's the Locha? Zesh Erev Olam Abayjoim, the first Erev that he put down for Reuven, that he put it down Taka on Friday, is Nechol Eruve Ben Ashmoshes. Either he himself or somebody else came, and they ate up the Eruve Tchumim Ben Ashmoshes. So it's a suffix if the Erev is the Erev Chalonat. But the halacha is, when you make an Eruve Tchumim, you have to have the bread out in the field there at the beginning of Shabbos. So it's a shaila, is Ben Ashmoshes called the beginning of Shabbos or not? And here it was eaten up in Ashmoshes. The Avasofik, was it eaten up before Shabbos started that the Erev is not Chal? Or do we look as if, no, the first Shabbos came and then it got eaten up. And who had the Zesh Iru Olav Ben Ashmoshes. Now, when this Yehuda made the second Erev for Shimon, his Erev he first put down Ben Ashmoshes. Now, his Erev was Nechal Aruvei Meshetechshach. The second Erev that the Shliach first put down Ben Ashmoshes, so it's a suffix taka when he put it down. Did he put it down before Shabbos? Is Ben Ashmosh considered before Shabbos? Then the Erev would be good.
or on the side ben Ashmoshes is already Shabbos, you can't make a Rubit Chum anymore. A Rubit Chum you have to put down Badavka before Shabbos. So he put it down ben Ashmoshes. A Sofik of Itzchal on that. And now, Mishatechsha, and Nechal Eruvi Mishatechsha, the second Eruv first got eaten up when it became Vaday night, is the Alocha Taka Shneyam Konu Eruv. The Alocha Rav is said Taka, both Eruvi Tchum Zachal. And we go to Kula. Since Eruvi Tchum is only a din with the Rabbonin, so the Rabbonin is Sofik, and the Rabbonin you go to Kula. So the Chorda Kashra is, why don't we say it's a Spir Vala Dodi here? Amonashuch. The first Eruv true he put down on Friday, but he ate it up at Ben Ashmoshes. So what are you telling me now? That Ben Ashmoshes is considered Shabbos already. So it's like at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was there. So even though it got eaten up, Ben Ashmoshes, still the Erev is Chal. So if you're telling me now Ben Ashmoshes is Shabbos, it's a Kasher. Why is the second Erev Chal? Well, now the Shliach Yehuda put the Erev down now for Shimon. He first put the Erev down Ben Ashmoshes. So how could you say that Erev is Chal? Are you just telling me now, we're considering now Ben Ashmoshes Shabbos already. So if Ben Ashmoshes is Shabbos, you can't make an Erev Chumim then. It's too late already. So who is the theory of the two things? How could you look at the same Shliach, he made two different Erevs, and one Erev you say Ben Ashmoshes is called Shabbos, and for the second Erev we say no, Ben Ashmoshes is called till Friday, and Shabbos first starts later. The who is the theory of the two things? How could the two things, how could you do two of them? Let's see Rashi. Shneyam konu Erevs at Rashi, Almo, Mishum de Ben Ashmoshes Sofiku. It's a suffix, what din does Ben Ashmoshes have? After Shkia, Tut Tzesik Echovim, it's a Shailam. The suffix is the Devrayim Lahokim. The Erev Midevrayim Hu. To make an Arubay Tchum is only Midevrabonin. The Lagabe Hai Shenechel Arubay Ben Ashmoshes Meshavin Leilayla. The get to the first Erev that was put down before Shabbos and eaten up Ben Ashmoshes, we say Ben Ashmoshes is Vaday Shabbos. And the Erev was Chal. We Amrinon Kvarkon Erev. U Lagabe Hai Shirev Ola Ben Ashmoshes. And the second Erev that he first put down, Ben Ashmoshes, Mishavin and Layoim, Viadayan Hevelay Shoyes, Likme Shavisa. He still has time to be crying his Shavisa. So, Chorot's a Stira. So, what do you say? The Baal Erevin is only Midirabodan. We don't look at Stiras. We look at each Erev by itself. Each Erev by itself, Minasophic, we go to Kula, it's Mutam. So, for our case here also, when you have these two Chatzerim, and you have a two batim in between. What do I care? It's a stiro. That how could you say this house is a base stiro? I, the other chotzer, made it for a base shar. So what? Look at each chotzer by itself. The right chotzer taka made the first house a base shar, a pathway, and they made the second house their base stiro. Now the left chotzer did the opposite. They made their first bias a base shar, and the second house a base stiro. Why can't we look at each chotzer separate the same way here? We're looking at each Arab separate. It's the same svara. They're both the Shail and the Rabbonin. You should go to Kula. And so the Gemara, Hochi Hashta. What's that Sushto? Isn't it they're not Doimel Adodi? There's a big difference. Hosom Sofik Yemomo Sofik Lailo Leminkura Milsom. Ben Ashmoshes, it's a Sofik if it's Yom or it's a Shabbos already. Nobody can tell. It's no Spiral Adodi. We don't see the Spiral here right now. Even if we're saying, like, for one Erev it was Chal, for the other Erev it's not Chal, it's not something that's visible that you can see this here to say, I see the Spiral in front of us. It's not Minkara. Ben Ashmoshes is not Minkara. We don't see it. Trashele Minkara Milsom. Vlehevein Milo de Rabbonne Kichucho Betlula. It doesn't look like a joke. Mashenka says to Mar Abel Hocho. Mashenka here, when you have these two Chatzerim, and you have two Batim in between, Monashach, you have two houses in front of our nose. We see the two houses here. E Lagabe Dahai Bayis, Lagabe Dahai Bayis, Monashach. If one chotzer, the left, if the right chotzer is making the second house on the left side into the bayis, into a base zero, so that has to be a base zero even for the left chotzer. And then it's a zero on the left chotzer. The left chotzer can't carry out then. Ani lagabi dahai base shar, and if you want to tell me no, that the right house, the right side made into a base shar, lagabi dahai base shar, it has to be a base shar. Because here the two houses are in front of our nose. So mamon reshach, which way do we go through the houses? Which house is called a pathway, and which house is called a base zero? It's a theory to say that for the right chotzer, the first house you're passing through, the second house you're living in. And for the left chotzer, just the opposite. The first house they're passing through, and the second house they're living. So since you have the two houses in front of your nose, it's a theory to say one and one. The other where it's a theory, the smorgasbord in the rabbonin, it looks like a joke. So even though really our Sofet Rabbanon, we should look at each Erev separately and say Sofet Rabbanon Lekulam, but since it looks like a joke, Rabbanon doesn't make jokes. Therefore Rabbanon said Lechumron, neither of them Achal. Mashenkin, the Sofet Gebein HaShemoshes, we don't see it in front of us right now. So to say this Erev is Chal and that Erev is Chal, it doesn't look like a joke. Therefore both of them Achal. Hadrin Olecha Yehadar. So that's the Mishnah. Chaloyim, if you have a window, Shebein Beis Chatzeres. You have two courtyards, two chatzerim, and each chatzer, a lot of houses open up, and now there's a mechitza between the two chatzes. But there's a window in that mechitza. There's a chalina window, shebein beis chatzeris, in the wall, on the dividing wall between the two chatzes, there's a window. Dal, it has to be at least four tfachim by four tfachim, betoy chasorah, that the window cannot be higher than 10 tfachim. It has to be lower than 10 tfachim. I'll see in the Gemara, it means at least 1 inch of it is within 10 tfachim. Then the locker is, they have their choice. Ma'arvin Shnayim, if each chotzer wants to make their own eruvah chatzeres, just to be able to carry out from the house into their chotzer, they're allowed to do it. Because really there's a wall dividing the two chatzerim, so they don't ask the veil there. So each one could make their own eruv. The Yimrotzu Ma'arvin Echad. But if they want to, they could make an Eruvah Chatzeres together in order to carry from one Chatzer into the next Chatzer, from one house into the next house. Since there is a Pesach B'nayim, so what does a Pesach mean? Something that you could go through. So the Chiddush is, you don't mamash have to have a doorway, even if you only have a window, that's only 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, that's not completely 10 Tfachim high, then it's okay. Because let's say there'll be, the wall would be 10 Tfachim high. So Maisa, once you have a wall 10 tefachim high, that's called a mechitza. When you have a straight mechitza dividing the two chatzers, there's no way to go through it. See, let's say now the wall is 20 amos high, and you have a window on top. So what do I care if you have a window over there? Let's say 10 tefachim in right over here. So when the window comes down, it has to come down 1 inch into the 10th fochim. Then the Maisa, until the bottom of the window, there's not a mechitza there. There's less than 10th fochim from the bottom of the window to the floor. So therefore, we don't look as if there's a mechitza here, but instead we see a pathway from one chotzer into the next chotzer. So if you have the window that's dalet fochim and dalet fochim, that's within yud fochim from the ground, that's called as a pesach, an entrance, from one chotzer to another chotzer. If they want to, they can make one eruv together. What about pochus midal dal dalet? Let's say the window is not wide, dalet fochim by dalet fochim, it's less than that. That's not called a pesach then. Or lamala miyud, or else let's say the whole window is more than 10 fochim off the ground, then it's considered, we have a good mechitza between the two chotzerim, so they're called two separate chotzers, is ma'arif and shnayim, each one has a right to make their own eruv chotzeris, they'll carry out from their houses into the chotzer, but if ain't marv and echad, but the two chotzers are not allowed to be marv together, in the case, let's say they want to throw over the wall. They want to be able to throw their furniture, their food, over the wall into the next chotzer. It doesn't help to make an erev chotzeris. Because when you have a mechitza between the two chotzers, and there's no pesach between them, you can't make an erev together. In order to make an erev means it looks like one. It could only look like one if there is a pesach, a way to go through one into the other. But here we have a good mechitza, yud tfachim high, dividing the two chatzerim, nothing doing. There's no pathway through, you can't make an erev together. Sosi Gemara. Lema tenan stomo kreveshim megamliel. The Chorah Mishnah goes like Reveshim megamliel. The Yomar, what's his chiddush? Kol pochus midalad kolovidomi. That his sheet was, when do we say something is called attached together if it's less than dalat fochim? In other words, we always hold, not like that, we hold like the Rabbanan, lovin is gimel tfochim. If something is 3 tfochim away, we don't consider it attached. Kozman is less than gimel tfochim away, it's always considered attached. The Reveshim megamliel's halacha was no, he holds 4 tfochim. That anytime something is less than 4 tfachim apart, we say love it. It looks attached. So maybe that's the sfar in our Mishnah. If the window is less than dalat tfachim, we say it's not called a pesach. Why not? Because the Mishnah goes according to Reveshim megamliel. Since the window is less than dalat tfachim, we look like the two sides of the window come together. It's like love it. It becomes attached. That's why it's not called a pesach. But once it's dalat tfachim away, you don't say love it. It's called a pesach. And Lalocha then, it should come out, we always hold, once it's 3 tefachim apart, you don't say Lovud.
So the way we hold, even if the window is Gimel Tvachim, it should also be called the Good Pesach.
So the Gemara, no, that's not the Pshat here. So the Gemara, Afkilu Tenek Rabbonin. It's very possible to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. That Nogayet Adkan Loi Pligi Rabbonin Aledev Shem Gamliel Elalinyan Levudim.
That's taka true. When you have a mechitza, you want a masukah l'moshel, you have the walls of the masukah going up, and you want it to reach the schach, so we say, with less than gimel tfachim, it reaches. Anything less than gimel tfachim, we say lovud, it's sitting attached. It comes together. That's nogeit yuchos lovud.
Avolinyin pischa, but here it's a shayla, you have two chutzes, and you have a wall between them. Now what do you have in between? You only have a window. Now what's the pshat from the window? It has to be roy to go through. So we say, what makes up a Pesach? What's the smallest shear that gives you a shame Pesach? Afkid Rabbanu Moidam. Deika Dal Dalit Choshev. Vilena Choshev. If it's a 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, that's a shear of a Pesach. That's called you could fit through it. Therefore it's called you have a Pesach from one Choshev to the other Choshev.
But if it's less than 4 tefachim, true you don't say love it. It's not the pshat the window becomes sosem, clogged up. No, it doesn't become clogged up. You don't say lovid. But I call upon him such a small space, a normal person can't fit through it. If there's less than 4 tefachim, the person can't get through it. Therefore, it's not called a Pesach.
That's Trana Mishnah. When you want a window to give a shame Pesach, it's like every Pesach. A Pesach has to at least be 4 tefachim wide. Right. Then the end of the Mishnah says, Pochus mi dalet. You should know if the window is less than 4 tefachim wide, it's no good. What does the Mishnah have to say it over for? That was the end of the ratio. Pshita. Kivan diyom adal adalit. V'tei chasoro. The first part of the Mishnah said to klolim. That what has to give it a shame chaloin? It has to be at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. And it has to be less than 10 tefachim off the ground. Of a zayim emela no yadana from the ratio I would know. The epochus mi dalit. Ulamala mi yudlo. I know from the ratio that let's say it's less than 4 by 4, or let's say it's higher than Yutzfachim, it's no good. So why does the Mishnah have to chazer over? A Mishnah always says things with never ksorah, never chazes over this time in vain. So why does the Mishnah have to chazer over to say, Epochus midal adalid, oilomala miyud marvin shneim? What do you have to say for? Pshita that's the locha. So the Gemara hokum ashmlon. Taima de kula lomala miyud. The pshat what we say now that the window can't be lomala miyud. When is the puzzle if the whole window, or the whole window is Yutzvachim off the ground? In other words, there's a mechitza from the bottom of the window to the ground of Yutzvachim. Avo miktsase b'tech yud. Let's say the mechitza taka comes up 9 tefachim. And that's where the window starts. So even though from the top of the window it's higher Yutzvachim, but since from the bottom of the window where it starts, there's not a mechitza underneath it, there's not 10 tefachim of mechitza under the window, the window comes down a little bit within the Yutzvachim, then the locher is Marvin Shnayim. You could make 2 errors if you want. The Yimrotzu Marvin Echon. But the Chiddush is, if you want to, it's called you have a Pesach in between you, and you could make 1 error. Like we're saying, Kol Zaman, the window comes down within the 10 tefachim, even by 1 inch. So the Lamayis under the window, there's not a good Mechitza there. That Mechitza is not 10 tefachim high. Since it's not called the Mechitza, then we see the window to be a Pesach, and you can make 1 error between both Chatzerim. So the Maratanina, Lohada Tan Rabbon, I'll bring you right for this. Kula Lamala Miyud. Let's say the whole window, every part, even the bottom part of the window, is higher than 10 tefachim off the ground. O Mitzosai B'tei Chatzerim. What? Kula Lamala Miyud. Not forget, kula lamalim means most of the window is lamalim yud. Umuktsasa b'teich hasara. But a little bit is teich hasara, is within 10 tefachim. Kula b'teich yud. What about forget? Most of the window is bottom, is mamish. Most of the window is under 10 tefachim. Umuktsasa lamala. Just 1 or 2 inches of the window comes up lamalim yud. Is alocha lamalim yud? Is marvin shnayim? They could make 2 separate areas here, because lamaisa there is a mechitza there. The Yimrotzu Marvin Echot. If they want to, though, since there's a Pesach in between the Mechitza, they could make an Erev together. So you see a Raya for this, that even though most of the window is higher than Yutfachim, but since the bottom part of the window comes within the Yutfachim, still it's kosher. Now for the Mastamos and its Bryce's Mudda. Hashta Kululamalam Yud. Madach, if Rova of the window is higher than Yutfachim, Umuksasa b'teich yud. Just 1 inch of the window is within the Yutfachim. Omata marvin shnayim mirotza marvin echod. You say it's considered like 1 if they want to. It's called a Pesach. Of a zay kula b'teich yud.
So vada, if most of the window is within yutfachim, it's a very low window. On the tzasa l'malum yud, just 1 inch of the window comes up higher than yud, avada it's good. Me boy, what do you have to tell me that? Avada it's called a good tesach. I'm all the brises you have like this. The brises says one thing, and even though once I know this, for sure I know the other halachim, still it says it over. I'm all it says, zu v'yen sarach leim azukatoni. It says this, and even though from this I for sure know the other case, still Amol a Brisa says it over. It's not such a big kasher on a Brisa. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yechanan, Chaloin Ogol. Let's say you have a window, the same case, you have two chatserim and a wall in between them. And the window now is a circle window, nice window. Ogol, Chaloin Ogol, a nice round window. Is Sarah Shebe Kefoi Esrim V'Abot Fochim. How much does the circumference around the circle have to be in order to get a square of 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim in it? Rav Yechon says 24. It has to be 24 tfachim. That's how much this circumference has to be. It has to be here 24 all around the circle. Has to be 24. Sounds like Rav Yechon. We'll see the maskana we don't hold like him. He's saying over from the Dainey case, so we'll soon see. But that's the way he holds. You have to have 24 amis to make this circumference. The maestro, we always hold not like that. We hold the maestro, all you have to have is just 16 and 3 quarters. I will soon see the cheshbon. But he says, he holds that the circumference around the circle has to be 24 tfachim, and then inside that circle, you can have a square of 4 by 4 tfachim. That's called a good chaloim. Because to give it a shem pesach, you always have to have that a square of 4 by 4 could fit into that circle. Weiter. Ushnayim umashu mehen betoich yud. Now, how much of the bottom part of the circle has to be within yud tfachim, or within yud tfachim off the ground? Here you have to have two tfachim and a mashu. Why? Shim yirvenu, if you're going to make a square inside the circle, nimtza mashu b'toich yud, or come out that a mashu will be b'toich yud. There is a mashu like this here. If you want to, you can take a look here. You have the circle here. Now, if you have a round circle, we're saying now the square is the Pesach. Now, the square has to be within Yud Tfachim off the ground. So it's not enough if the bottom part of the circle is within Yud Tfachim. Let's say Yud Tfachim ends right over here. That's no good. Because where do we count the Pesach from? From where the square starts. Now, the square is the Malam Yud. So the kids say you have to get the circle to be that at least two tfachim and a mashu has to be within yud tfachim. Then we say that this square part is within the yud tfachim. Then we say the pesach is within yud tfachim. Because according to Rabbi Yechon, the share is like this. If you have 24 is the circumference, so we know that the, if you put it this way, if you put a box of 4x4, and how do you get the diameter? We always hold the diameter. One second. Yeah, that is it. He holds the 24 around. 24 around is always, the circumference is always 1/3 of that. The diameter is 1/3 of that. Usually the way you get the circumference is divided by 3. So Kumna says if all around is 24, that means the diameter is 8. So the diameter down here is 8 tfachim. That's how much of the diameter is. Now, Lamaisa, if you're going to have a box here, of the box has to be 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So that means this here is 2 tfachim here, this here is 2 tfachim here, and there's 2 tfachim down here, and 2 tfachim up here. That's how you get 8 tfachim. The diameter is 8 tfachim. So you have 2 tfachim, the picture's not so good here, but you have 2 tfachim up here, and this part is 2 tfachim, here is 2 tfachim, and down here is 2 tfachim. So the kid said, if you want that the box itself should be within yud tfachim off the ground, it has to be that the circle goes down two tfachim and a mashu. Once you have these two tfachim down within yud and a mashu of it, then we consider the box itself of the window is also within yud tfachim off the ground. So that's what we're saying now. You can't have a mechitz of yud tfachim first and then have the chaloyim. Because once you have a mechitz of yud tfachim, that's it. So you have to make that the chaloyim comes within the yud tfachim. So when you have a circle here, the square first starts two tfachim up. So maybe if you have the circle going down two tfachim and a mashu, then it's kosher. Says the shim yirvenu, if you make a square inside the circle, nimtza mashu b'toich yud, that by letting the circle go down two tfachim and a mashu, then a mashu of the square itself will reach with inside the yud tfachim. This is the way Tosfos learns pshat. Rashi has a very shrewd pshat here. Rashi learns pshat that it means the part of the circumference that you do two tefachim over here. If you just measure off a tefach here, two tefachim here, that's enough. So Tosfos has a kasha, it's pili ployim. The chur from here to here has to be six tefachim. From here to here. So if you just go two tefachim, it's nothing. If you just go two tefachim deep, you got nowhere, you just got over here. The box never got inside. Therefore, Tosfos learns that two tefachim means straight upwards. That the going straight up of the circle, it has to go down two tefachim. Like two tefachim of the circle in a mashru has to be within yud. So the yud mark has to be over here. So then we say that part of the square is within yud tefachim, therefore there's no mechitza there.
Yeah, that's where Tosfos learns. The Tosfos pshat is poshut.
Now for the Mastan Mekashan of Yechin. Rav Yechin is saying now, in order to get a square inside a circle of 4x4, you have to have the circumference around it 24. For the more, what do you have to have such a big circumference for? 24. Now, Michti. Kol sheyesh bekeifoy shloisha tfochim, yesh be baruch be tefach. That's usually the cloud. If the diameter is one tefach, then the circumference around it is three tefachim. The circumference is always three times as much as the diameter. Was there first Gemara? Betrays the sagi. So all you have to have a diameter of four tefachim. So three times four should be 12. So it should be enough. The circumference around the circle should be 12. So the Gemara name. Hani mili biigula. That's true if you start.